Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Welcome to yet another episode of the Psychic Funhouse. This is your co-host, Michael Espinoza, and I am here with my lovely co-host, the Lawrence Shamanic Birch. Hello, Lawrence Shamanic Birch. Hello.
Well,
are you there?
Hello. I am here, yeah.
So spooky.
Yeah. And I'm
what
glad
happened?
To be here. How are you? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. I'm even better now that I'm here with you. Thank you.
Aww. That's a nice
know,
thing to
right?
say.
Yeah. Isn't it? I know.
It's just full of warm and fuzzy everything today.
Mm-hmm. You feel that too?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the vibe is just cruising out through the airwaves everywhere. Like maple syrup.
Well, welcome, sir. How was your week?
Oh, well, it's been an interesting week. Yep. I would say overall pretty good. We're definitely feeling fall weather up here. We're supposed to get our first big frost tonight, so that's going to change everything. And I had a good visit from my sister and her husband. They came down, celebrated my mom's birthday and our birthdays, so we had a good time doing that. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, good stuff. How about you? Do you have a lot of clients?
I had a good amount of clients. It wasn't, I mean, I've been really busy helping my mom with her stuff, but I had clients and they were great. I had a healing and I had a lot of reading. So those were good. So I'm grateful to all, definitely. Yep.
Attitude of gratitude.
The spirit. Yeah, exactly. Boy, we're getting closer to Halloween.
I know. It's coming up. Was it Tuesday? Yep, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got to say, the mask you're wearing for the show is really scary. So good job picking that up.
And this one that you're wearing, what is it, like Killer Santa? Killer Claws?
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. Laugh until you don't laugh anymore.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk this week about Dia de los Muertos and Halloween. And the difference, you know, between the two. And, I mean, I love Halloween. It's one of my favorite holidays, more than Christmas. But what I have found interesting is when I went to Oaxaca, in Oaxaca, Mexico. And, oh, my gosh, that was a while ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago. And I went for Dia de los Muertos. I was talking to a friend about it and they had went and they were like, oh my God, it's so magical. for the other the smart list. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go check it out. So I went by myself, and I was there, I think, for like 4 or 5 days. And I have to tell you, it was so magical that time there. And the way they celebrate the Day of the Dead, it's not sad. And it's just a wonderful time of remembrance and honoring their loved ones that are on the other side. And this holiday is so much bigger than Christmas, they were saying. This is like a huge holiday there, and they go all out for it. Like, they really decorate everything. The altars in their house, the ofrendas, are just incredible with the way they are decorated, with, you know, fabrics on the altars, and they put candles and food and candy and a lot of photos of all the loved ones on the other side and the marigolds everywhere. Oh, it's so beautiful to see all that sea of orange all over the place. And it's not sad, you know, when they think of their loved ones and they honor them. And to me, that was kind of a shifting point in how I view this time now. And I love Halloween because it's about, I guess, a transformation of yourself into somebody or something else. And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I really love, and especially now working as a medium more, I love a time of honoring and remembering our loved ones. And it's just, it's really beautiful. It's so nice. And I think probably part of that too was, you know, growing up, my grandmother, my father's mother, it was actually his stepmother. She had a big altar in her house, and I've always loved altars. And so seeing this down there, I was just kind of blown away and just awestruck by the pageantry, the beauty of it. And on, November 1st, they believe that the spirits from the children come to visit first. And so when you build an altar in your home, you're inviting them into the home. And so the children come first on the 1st, and then on November 2nd is when the adults come to visit. And it's really special. And I can't remember exactly which day I went to the cemetery over there. They have a big, I don't even call it, not a party, it's like a celebration. So the people all go to the cemetery and they decorate the graves, and they decorate them with the marigolds and also the photos and food and candy. And what blew me away were the candles everywhere. And the cemetery was just aglow everywhere. It was just so beautiful. And again, they bring the pageantry to the space. And they had musicians playing music. And people were eating and drinking and just having a good time. And at first, I remember I was thinking, I don't know if I want to go because they go at night. It was a little to go at night. But it turned out, I mean, there were so many people there, and it was so beautiful. I was just like, wow, this is incredible. And I just think it's a really lovely way of honoring our loved ones and just having it be a really happy time instead of a spooky thing, a scary thing. You know, because we see that juxtaposed on TV with, you know, people, these ghost hunter shows where they're going to cemeteries and they're scared and they're frightened, or they go into homes and they're scared and frightened. And this is totally different, you know, because why should we be afraid of our loved ones? We shouldn't. So this time of year has really transformed for me, and I think it's an incredible time to honor those and hold them in memory. Now, what are your thoughts?
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I was recently, before I asked you the question, I was recently reading an article about a butterfly reserve that's near Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Hoya Redonda Butterfly Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the famous one that people know about. It's kind of a different one. But the belief among the people there is that the monarch butterflies embody the souls of the dead, of their loved ones that have passed on. And so when they show up, like on their altars during the Day of the Dead celebrations, it's an
mm-hmm.
indication that, you know, their loved ones have come back to visit, you know. So, and where I grew up for a little bit on the Monterey Peninsula in a town called Pacific Grove, and it's called the butterfly capital because of the butterfly trees. The monarchs come there every year, and they hang
mm-hmm.
out in the butterfly in the trees as part
mm-hmm.
of their journey, you know, north. So,
mm-hmm.
pretty cool. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
So, how do you think the Mexicans culturally view death and dying and spirits differently than, you know, it's hard to generalize in some ways about American culture because we're just a mix of stuff. But
mm-hmm.
do you think, you know, from listening to what you're saying, it seems like, you know, it's much more of a incorporated and understood process rather than, you know, it seems like here in the U.S., everybody's fighting to pretend that they're not getting older and, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're never going to die. And it's such a horrible, tragic thing, you know, instead of just, yeah, it can be, but it's also just, you know, the next stage. It's not an end, it's a transition. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know. What are your thoughts about that, a wise one? I know you speak for the entire Mexican population, so I'm hoping you get this.
For Latinx cultures.
Exactly, yeah. Everything south of the border. That's my
concern. Uh-huh.
Right.
I'm Mexican and I grew up in a Mexican household, we were still very Americanized. Because when my parents are first generation American, so for them it was about acclimating to American culture and to not adapt a lot of Mexican culture. So we didn't celebrate a lot of the Mexican holidays at all. You know, we make tamales at Christmas. That's about as Mexican as we get. But, you know, seeing my grandmother, that her tradition of honoring, you know, the saints and loved ones with their altar and, you know, going to church and then knowing other Mexican families, I think there's more of a connection to the loved one as opposed to it's final. It's over. They left the body. That's it. They're not around anymore. And it's not as final as Americans or a lot of Americans think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I think the other thing that you kind of touched on was that, you know, the whole origin of Halloween comes from a Celtic holiday, right? Samhain.
Right.
Right.
Samhain.
Well, yeah, but that's not.
I don't know.
It's not pronounced that. But that's okay. That's how it was.
S-A-M-I-N. How do you pronounce it?
Song. Like your songs.
Oh, song.
Yeah.
Song.
Song. It's like.
I just mangled that up.
Right.
Please forgive
me. That's what, no. I mean, yeah, I had a. I was talking with a friend of mine, and I said, "Oh yeah, there's a language that's spoken in the Philippines called Tagalog," and they're like, "Yeah, that's not how it's pronounced, you idiot. It's Tagalog." I'm like, "Oh, okay." Sounds like Tagalog to me, but what do I know? Yeah, well, so Samhain or Samhain or Swain or whatever. You know, we get the whole carving of the squash ritual from that because they would carve, I don't know, some kind of root, like rutabagas I'm trying to think of the other root that they would carve. They carve that and they put a coal in it. And then the whole idea of wearing a costume or a mask is you're supposed to dress up like the dead or like the spirits, right? Mm. So that when they showed up, they'd just think you were part of the gang and they wouldn't bother you, right? Because the Celtic mythology was, you know, there's good spirits, there's bad spirits. They can be mischievous. They can be really, you know, kind of nasty, or they can just be kind of benign or even helpful. So, you know, there are a lot of rituals around that that have kind of transmogrified into what we do today. So kind of interesting.
Hmm. Yeah. So the dressing up, was that to portray the person on the other side, the one that's departed? They try to emulate that person? Is that what the goal was?
I think you were, you know, that could probably be part of the, you know, option. I think you were hoping that when the spirits would show up, that they would think you were another spirit. And maybe it was, you know, somebody who had passed on, somebody who was part of your family, or maybe it was actually part of one of the, you know, the gods or goddesses or spirits that were part of their religious belief system. You dress up as one of them. Other thing. So I think there are options.
Yeah. Okay. So do you have an altar or like a place where you honor loved ones that are on the other side?
I have an alter ego.
we know that.
I have many personalities, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't set one up when I moved into my office. Maybe I should have, and that would have solved a lot of problems. I have in the past. You know, and I have mementos, you know, photographs and objects and different things. But I don't have a central location. No, But those are good to have, and
okay.
I've done them in the past for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have one in my room. And it's nice, and it keeps me connected to spirit and my loved ones.
Are you looking at it right now? What's on it?
I have a bunch of feathers that I found.
Mm-hmm.
Our spirit sends me, and I have a box where I keep all the money that I find that spirit sends me, and I have candles and incense and crystals and objects people have given me and photographs. So I have a lot of stuff there. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Do you burn incense on it or anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A friend of mine gave me this, which I don't know if you our friends in listening land can't see it, but it's a little root. It's called Osha root. He was given some.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been burning that a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a nice herb for that. Very welcoming.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. So I wonder how our listeners honor their loved ones on the other side. And how do you stay connected to your loved ones on the other side? Do you have an altar in your house? Do you celebrate Halloween, Dia de los Muertos? Neither. So should we go to the phones?
I think we should go to the phones.
Let's see.
What do you think? Should we go to the phones?
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Let's see who's there. And we'll go to the phones, and when we take your call, please let us know your name, where you're calling from, and let us know how you honor your loved ones on the other side, if you do. And all right, and we'll take calls, questions as well. So we're going to area code 610. Hello, 610. What's your name and where are you calling from? Bonjour. 610.
Oh. Hola.
Hello.
Speak. Speak into the microphone.
Hello. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Don't be afraid. Hello.
Maybe
there. Did we scare you?
Yeah. Maybe they went for a candy break, Halloween candy
break.
There
you go. Yeah. Yeah. Well, also, too, I was reading that also the Celtic tradition also believes that this is the time of the year when the veil between the living and the dead is at its thinnest. And that's why we can connect with them on the other side as well.
Mm-hmm.
Have you experienced that during?
Thinning of the veil?
The thinning of the veil, or we'll say being able to feel the spirits more during this time.
Well, I have a ghost story that I sometimes share at this time of year that I can tell you about.
Okay.
You
can we take it? We'll go to another caller, and then you can tell us a ghost story after.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Don't get hurt. We all love you. All right, so we're going to go now to area code 860. Hello, 860. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Amla. How are you?
Hey, Amla.
Hi, Amla.
Hi.
We're good. We're good. We're shaking.
So I have been cleaning out the house. It's never
good
done. I understand that. But it's Scorpio season as well, and I really, I just been like really cleansing and clearing and doing a lot of self-reflection. And part of it is my eyes. I lost some vision, but it's interesting. I've gained some insight. It's pretty interesting. But my question today, if you don't mind, is really finding somebody I could share a relationship with, because I feel like because I've cleaned out my house out, so to speak, I think I'm ready. Yeah.
Okay.
Any insight on that?
All right.
Did,
let's see what we get here.
Did the guy you were picking apples with not end up working out, Pamela?
Oh, my God, you remember that? That was a year ago. No, yeah, that was done. I was like, yeah, that's, oh, my gosh, you remember that. It's crazy.
I know, yeah. Well, that's okay. His loss. Okay, well, let's see what we can tune in to for you.
This is Michael, and I'm getting you are going to get a lot. Things are changing for you right now, and it feels like energetically it's starting to shift. Like you getting rid of all that stuff is now shifting the energy. You're making more room, and what I'm seeing, it's like moving outward, the shift. And it almost looks like a Tetris game to me, right? Things keep moving, adjusting. And now you're making room for new energy to come in.
Sure, okay.
And it feels like there's going to be a lot happening. And it feels like in relationships, it feels like in your career as well.
Okay.
But also, just in the way you live and a way of being, I don't know how to, like, your makeup of who you are, that feels like it's shifting as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And your guides want you to know they're helping you find someone.
Okay.
They're working on that for you.
Okay.
Hold on. It's kind of like they really want you to have this person that you deserve. And it feels like the ones prior to this, they're more topical. They really weren't great fits. You've tried to make them work, and they're like, okay, enough of this. Let's get you somebody that is a better match for you on all levels. And so they're helping you find that person, and this person feels like they're going to come next year.
Okay.
They want you to start putting yourself out there or continue to put yourself out there.
Okay.
You know, and when you go out with people, don't look into the eyes and think to yourself or ask their spirit or yours, is this him? Yeah. Right? Just go out, have fun.
Yes.
You know, feel through the whole event, right? And feel like his energy is like, is this the right energy? How does this energy feel connected to mine? Is it compatible here?
Right.
It's feel into him more as opposed to topically and looking into the eyes. And, are you the one? Yeah. And it feels like, so they're going to help you with that, or they are helping you with that. And also, too, it just feels like there's another job going to come soon as well.
Okay.
It feels like there's a shift there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it before the holidays or after?
After. Everything's after.
Okay. Everything's after. Okay.
It feels like next year. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm getting the career shift is going to be in the springtime and partner is more summer.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
So just go out, have fun, go to events, connect with people, put yourself out there.
Sounds good.
And continue to clean out your space.
Yes. Makes sense.
Don't stop. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think, I think the universe is just giving it to me. Like, here you go, take care of that, and then take care of that. And that it always happens.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 Awesome. Thank you.
Let's see if Lawrence has anything for you.
Thank you, Michael.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Mama. Nice to hear your voice again. Been a while.
Yeah, nice to hear from you. Thank you.
Hey, Amwa. It's Lawrence.
Hi.
Hello again. So my guides want me to ask you a question, so I'm going to ask you a question. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. And you can decide if you want to answer it or not. That's up to you.
okay.
So what would your life look like going forward, right, now and into the future, if you actually didn't end up with a partner and you lived your life alone with yourself?
You know, that's it. It's an interesting question. I don't know. I mean, I just feel like I just want to share something. It's nothing like he would complete me, but I've been pretty much alone and single like a long time. Like, I've had, like, even the apple-picking guy, like, my whole trajectory in a very, very roundabout way, it's just been, I meet people, and it lasts for maybe at the most 6 months, and then it's done. It's like, I think my spirit guides are like, you've got the lesson, okay, move on. Like, I just go through people like that. Even friendships I've had to lose, and I shouldn't say lose, I've had to walk away. Because I value myself. I think this year is a lot of my cleanup was how much do I value myself? So to answer your question, I really love me. And so I don't think anything would be different if I didn't have any. It'd be this, pretty much, you know, as far as like morals and ethics, it's pretty much who I am today anyway. So if I didn't have one, that'd be okay. But I just feel like even though we've talked before and these past people even, they were just stepping stones. And now I really do feel ready. Like I didn't understand before why I wasn't ready, but I feel like I've climbed, I got over the hill of something this year. Which is, honestly, is to value me. And if somebody really wants to be with me, even a friend, you know, then make time. And actually, it's one of my quotes in my book. It's very simple. If you have 60 seconds, if you tell me you have 60 seconds, I deserve that full minute. It's that simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. You don't have to give me 10 minutes. If you don't have 10 minutes, that's fine. But if you have a minute, I want that minute. Right? So I just feel so blessed, and I learned to love myself and really dig down deep. You know, how can I value myself more? How can I take more self-care? Which I've done, and I'm still doing. So I don't know if that helps me, but I do feel like it's shifting. I'm ready to share and teach, and I want to learn from somebody as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, I really like your answer. I appreciate that you jumped right in went for it. It's clear that you've process this a lot and are in a really good space with it. I think, you know, the guys are prompting me to query you with that, not because that's, you know, necessarily your destiny, but just so you could audibilize what you were saying and hear yourself speaking it. You know, it's very powerful, I think, to speak truth to power, to really take all those thoughts and feelings and the understandings that you've created from them and put them into speech and share them with our listeners and Michael and us and and your guides. I think it's almost like a, you know, manifesto or a declaration that you were making, you know. I need somebody to love me as much as I've now learned to love myself, because it's, you know, that I think is a good formula for you going forward, you know, just to, you know, maybe even at some point, if the relationship seems to be growing legs, to ask that very question of the person, you know, are you going to love me as much as I love myself? Because I'm going to love you as much as you love yourself, you know. You can't love anybody anymore. My sense for you is that people find you. I think your next partner is going to be somebody that finds you when you're not really even thinking that they're there, but they're going to show up for you. So it's not quite going to be like a surprise, but it's going to be something that's going to develop from an unexpected angle or position or person.
Okay.
But I think you're going to find that very disarming, and you're going to feel like they're very welcoming
awesome.
From the get-go. So this feels good. And my sense is I'm kind of on Michael's timeline. I don't see anything developing until probably between February and March, like, you know, beginning of spring kind of thing. So.
Okay.
But until then...
Do you feel like I'm going to be surprised, or we're both going to be surprised? Is that what I just was wondering that?
No, I don't think the person who's interested in you is going to be surprised at all. But I think I think you may not see it coming necessarily.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's so funny. No pun intended, right? Because I'm legally blind.
Right. I know. You can't. You know, we're trying to like. Get rid of all those analogies, but they're kind of interwoven.
Yeah, no, it's funny. I think it's funny, so it's fine. Oh my gosh. Awesome.
I have one more thing to add here.
Sure.
It's Michael.
Yeah.
Your guides also want you to know that, you know, because of the work that you've done, and I guess we'll say the requirements that you have now, you know, of yourself and also of others, the pool has gotten smaller in which to fish the pond. And so it's going to take a little bit longer for them to help you find the mate. But
Okay. That's very helpful. I thank your guides, Michael, for that. Thank you for that perspective. I needed that, and that's probably why you told me.
Right. So they're helping you. They're working on it. So just be patient. They'll help you.
I'm so grateful. Thank you for both of your insight. Thank you. There's no other words to say.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. I do. And I just can't wait to update you on everything.
Yeah.
I think, I will. I will definitely do that. But I am. I'm excited for this. I think this is why it's all part of the plan. It's all part of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
So, divine plan. So, yeah.
Great.
Very cool. Very, very cool. If I don't talk to you before the holidays, enjoy your holidays with your friends and your family. And God bless.
Thank you.
And happy 2024. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds
Same
good.
To you.
Sounds good.
Be
Thank
well.
You so
happy
much. You take good care.
You too, Alma.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, let us know.
Wow. Well, that's always a really big question, right? When is my mate coming? Where are they? So, all right. You ready, sir, for the next caller?
Let's do this.
All right. So, there it is. There's the next one.
You know. Yeah.
Area code 216. Hello, 216. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
This is Des. This is Des. I'm calling from Cleveland,
Hi.
Ohio.
Hi, Des.
Hey, what's up,
Des? Good. All right. I want to know, do you see me meeting someone when I move? So I want to plan a move. Hopefully by next year, because Cleveland is a little, I think it's just out of my, like I've outgrown it, like I need to go somewhere where it's, I don't know, so I guess it's just a spiritual growth. I need to move somewhere like was sunny, a little more sunnier and more spiritual. So I was thinking somewhere like maybe Georgia, like Savannah, something like that.
Okay. Well, you know, Michael has an extra room, so hit him up. If you like California.
it's too expensive there.
Oh, no. He offers really good rates for the first 6 months, so take a starter.
Wah, wah. I'm not in Georgia. Sorry.
No.
Let's see. All right. Let's see what's going on. So before we get into that, Desmond, there's a lady with you. She feels older, not significantly older. I'm also kind of the energy that I pick up from her feels like a mother vibe to her. She has this mother energy. Does this resonate with you?
No.
Is your mom on the other side?
No. I've been told I had my grandmother energy around me. I never.
Okay. Is your grandmother on the other side?
Yes.
Was she like a mother to you?
No, she stayed in Alabama, so I really got to see her, but
okay. Is this your mother's mother?
I think it's my father's mother. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Because this lady wants you to know she's around you, and there's a lot of care that she shows me towards you, and it's like she's always trying to help you. Are you aware of her presence?
I don't. If this is another, if it's my grandma, I'm aware of her. But if it's somebody else, I'm not aware of them.
No, this woman knows you. She's related to you. But the energy, like I said, she shows me, it's kind of like the love and the care like a mother would have for her kid. So she shows me that mother energy. All right, so that differentiates her from, you know, your next door neighbor.
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
Yeah, but anyway, she shows me like she's always around you. And she tries to help you as much as she can from the other side.
Uh-huh.
And especially with relationships. She shows me that. Like there's this very protective energy about her towards you. With relationships.
Really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And she, like, shows what? Can you say that again?
She shows what?
She shows that it's like she tries to warn you when she doesn't like somebody. And she's very protective of you. And when you start talking to somebody and she doesn't like it, she's always like, no, not her, not her. Don't, no, this is not good. Keep going, keep moving. Do not stop here.
That's great.
So do you get like a vibe about somebody sometimes? You feel like maybe it's an intuitive vibe?
Yeah. Like even if it's just like, if I'm just thinking about just passing time, like, well, you know, if they just, we just hook up for, you know, if we just hang out a little bit and something might happen, I'm like, you know what, I'm just leaving her alone. Something, just it's like it was something, she might get sick two times. She might get sick the first time she come over, and then like maybe 2 weeks later she, something else happened. I'm like, all right, yeah, that's, I don't need to leave that alone. So yeah, it's definitely intuitive thing that be going on. So,
well, she's part of that because she's like,
tell us that. Thank
you. She wants you to understand that she's with you, and she's like, keep moving. Not this one. Not this one. Like she's very picky about women that she wants to see you with. So just be aware of that. She's very protective of you. Very. But it's nice.
That's good to have.
It's nice that you, yeah. Nice that you have her watching over you. All right, so let's see. When you first proposed the question, I was getting to move to go south. It felt like you needed to go somewhere warm. And I think Georgia will be a good place for you to go. It feels like there's a connection there to the land and you thriving at that location as well.
Yeah, because first, like maybe 2 years ago, I was thinking Atlanta, but I think Atlanta might just be too much going on there, you know. But I think Savannah might be. Plus, I know when I go to San Diego, like I get like a beach house and just be around the waves. I understand what a beach bum really is now. I can just stay out there all day. There's something about that that water revives me. So and Savannah's close to the water, so it makes sense now.
Yeah. So I think that'll be good for you, and I think once you put some roots down, and that's kind of when this person is going to come in. I don't know, something about where you're at now, it just feels to me, the energy feels like it's temporary and I'm waiting to get out of here. I'm waiting to move.
Yeah.
And so it's not the right place to meet people because you're going to be leaving.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
that's what I have. Let's see if Mr. Lawrence has something for you.
I might. Hey, Desmond. It's Lawrence.
Hey, Michael.
So I have a little different direction to go with you about this. While I was listening to your exchange with Michael, my guides were wanting to me to share that you're going to have somebody make a connection with you before you move, that may make it a little more challenging for you to leave Cleveland the way that you're talking about.
Do I got to learn another lesson or something? Oh, man.
Well, I mean, you know, that's what Earth School is about, right? It's just lesson after lesson after lesson. You don't want the lessons to stop because that means you graduate. You know what that means. So, I was trying to get him to say definitively, well, you know, is he going to be able to convince them to move with him, or, you know, is he going to end up having to choose between leaving and staying? And they were very, let's just say, not forthcoming about that. So it's kind of up in the air. But I think, that may mean that you're going to be able to kind of figure it out and make it work for you. But I think it's that kind of a thing where you're like, you finally are, you know, done, you're ready to sever ties, you know, you've completed whatever you feel like, and then, you know, one more thing just pops up for you to resolve or deal with or interact with. So I don't think this is going to be something that will really – I think at first you're going to feel like it's throwing a monkey wrench into your plans. But I think ultimately, you know, you're a pretty skillful guy when it comes to interpersonal relations, and I think you've got a pretty honest way of assessing things. So I think you're going to be able to handle this pretty smoothly eventually. So don't let it throw you. But when they show up, just roll with it. It'll be all right, and you'll make the right decision either way about the relationship. Okay, so no panicking. If you feel like you're starting to panic, call Michael because he works with all our panic clients. He's very calming. So
funny.
Man.
Well, good luck to you.
Basically,
start checking out. Get some travel in and visit cities. Check them out.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Desmond. Good to talk with you again.
I appreciate the insight. Have a nice evening.
Yeah. All right. You do your
weekend. All right.
Yeah. Take care.
Thank you so much, Candy.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. All right. Guess what time it is? It's the last
week. It might be time to mention the. Mention the legal.
Yes.
Legal.
Yes, and also all of our readings here, although we are professional readers, if you need any legal help, medical help, or professional advice, be sure to consult with your professional. This is only. All right, lightning round. We'll take one more caller. Here we go, area code 929. Hello, 929. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Stacy and I'm calling from New York. How are you?
Hey, Stacy.
Good. How are you, Stacy, from New York?
Not bad at all. And yourself?
Good. I'm good. Where do you live in New York?
Temporarily, I'm here downtown Brooklyn, but I'm moving by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's your question?
All right. So I want to see what you guys pick up. I'm looking for an attorney to represent my case. I just want to make sure that they don't treat me, they don't cheat me out of, because it's a huge case. I'm picking up a female attorney. She's a person of a certain age. She's not young. I don't really think she wants for nothing, but she's good. I keep seeing a lot of females around her. Like, she has represented many females throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to see, do you think she would be right?
Mm-hmm. For you.
Yeah, I think she's right for me. I just want to see. I think I'm on the money with it because I'm a little bit intuitive. I'm not like at your guy, at your level, because you guys are one of the best, okay? I'm not at your level yet, but I feel that she could help. I think that she could help my case.
Okay. Let's see. Well, thank you first for the stamp of approval. We love that. And let's see what we have here for you. Can you either give us her first name or her initials?
Do you know she has brown hair? It looks like, I don't know. I have to actually go online and look for her. But I just see her represent. She has represented women throughout the years. I can't pick
up. Do you have
on
initials
her
for
nurture.
Her?
No, I don't
say
pick up
again.
Any initials.
What's her? Oh, so have you met this attorney yet?
No. I'm just intuitive like you guys are. I'm sorry. I'm just
Got
intuitive
it.
Like how
okay.
you guys are. But I'm just like, yeah, I pick up energy, but I'm going to always need somebody to help me. My go-to lady passed away. She told me when I do pick up energy around things, to always let somebody help me so they can iron
okay.
everything out and it will make sense.
Okay, let's see.
Cool.
All right. I do feel an attorney in the city. Have you looked in the city for somebody yet?
That's what I'm doing, yes.
Okay.
What, yes. Starting to look, yes.
Okay, and this person to me feels like Midtown.
Okay.
I'm feeling somebody in Midtown. Maybe even possibly West Side, Midtown, West Side. Maybe up above Hell's Kitchen.
Okay.
And it feels like her thing. It feels like a lot of her clients are, I see and feel that too. And she feels like a dynamo, like she's really strong. It, to me, she feels small. I see her with dark hair. I'm not very good with names, but I just saw and heard Cindy. That's the first name.
Yeah.
So don't take that to choose your lottery numbers
okay.
list, because I'm not very good at that. But let's see. But it feels like you're going to find her within a couple of months.
Oh, I'm not going to
yeah.
find her in a couple of months.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like within, you know, and two, it's hard to gauge time. But it's soon. It's not, you know,
okay.
a whole lot of time from now. Like within 60 days, from now to 60 days. So it can be real soon. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be looking like a hawk. Dang. But you know
mm-hmm.
what? Isn't that... Because there's a statute of limitation on the case. I mean, I can go ahead and submit the paperwork. Maybe I can find her sooner than that. Because
mm-hmm.
I would have to find her, like, ASAP. Because I can't let the case go cold. I don't want it to go cold in what it is.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, you say in 60 days. You'll, yeah, keep looking. Okay.
Well, within it feels like it feels soon. I mean, because it's not just about finding her, because once you find her, you need to meet with her, right? And
yes.
You need to discuss your case with her. So that's going to take, you know, a week or two. So this doesn't feel like, you know, you're going to throw a dart at the board and, okay, here she is. You could do that, but, you know, then there's a process after that as well. So, yeah. So that's, you know, part of why it's going to take time. And then, you know, there might be, it feels also too like you're going to go through a process, not just one, but it feels like you're going to find two or three or four and, you know, talk to them, interview them, and then make your decision.
I like
don't,
this lady
I would
here.
Say,
yeah.
Cast your net.
I'll wait for her.
And, yeah. Cast your net and make sure you talk to a few of them at least. Because
okay.
You will, it feels like you will make the energetic connection once you meet her.
All right. I think I like her better because I see a lot of women around her and I see, you know, that they, you know, whatever. I just feel that she will be able to get the settlement amount that I'm looking for. That's
yeah.
why I said I won't wait for her. I'll please,
mm-hmm.
if it's 60 days, I'll find her.
Yeah,
I will definitely find her.
It feels soon. Yeah, it feels
okay.
soon. But, you know, you're going to have a lot of work to do. So it's, you know, a lot of interviewing. But you'll come
okay.
across her.
Okay,
right.
I'm just going to keep Googling. I'm going to be doing Google searches. I'll find her. Okay,
yeah.
Even if I have to look through, I know I have to even go through the law directories. I will find her. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
good luck to you. Let
Thank
us know how
you.
It goes, okay? You're welcome.
Awesome. Okay, I will. Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Wow. That time went fast, didn't it?
It did. It flew by like a monarch in Oaxaca.
Butterfly. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, sir, how can people get a hold of you?
They can call or text me at 541. Yeah, 344-7534. My email is givingtree@earthlink.net. You can find me on Facebook, Giving Tree Farm Herbs. My website's givingtreefarm.com. What if people want to get on your A-list, Michael? What's the best way to do that?
You can reach me through my website, michaeljespinoza.com. You can also send an email to me through the website. You can call or text me at 562-457-0457. So we want to thank you, everybody, our listeners, for spending your Friday evening with us. And have a lovely Halloween, which is coming up next week. Right? Was it Tuesday?
Yes, ma'am.
Wednesday?
Yes,
and
sir.
Then, we hope you, yep, I accept both. And I answer to both. And, yeah, and we thank the spirits for being here with us. And we appreciate your time and following us here on Blog Talk Radio, the Psychic Funhouse. Be sure to like and subscribe to our channel here. And also on the other major platforms, Amazon, Apple, Spotify, and Google. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. We appreciate you. And we will see you here next week. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.